Reich's pioneering work. Let me first mention some erudite studies that explain in comprehensive terms Reich's sometimes difficult to grasp insights and discoveries. From an abundance of literature in English language that is available in the meantime, I made a clear choice and gave the preference to Myron Sharaf, Fury on Earth, a biography of Wilhelm Reich, New York, Da Capo Press, 1994, and Ola Raknes, Wilhelm Reich and Orgonomy, Oslo, Universitätsforlaget, 1970, an out-of-print edition that was republished by Penguin, New York, Penguin, 1971. What were the essential discoveries Wilhelm Reich made regarding ergonomy and sex economy? And how did he get to those findings? Reich first completed his diploma as a medical doctor and then developed a keen interest in psychoanalysis. He became one of the most brilliant students of Sigmund Freud. But their relationship ended soon in contradiction and estrangement because of Reich's social and political engagement for the cause of the sexual liberation of the child. In fact, Reich was less interested in psychology as he was in sexology, and his basic approach to therapy was focused upon healing the split of the psychosomatic unity that he recognized in the etiology of all functional diseases. As a result of this base paradigm of his therapeutic method, Reich found that logically, in all functional diseases, there was also a more or less profound disturbance in the natural and harmonious balance of the bioenergy. 20 years before Masters and Johnson, Reich researched on the sexual climax and found that all his neurosis patients, without exception, suffered from sexual dysfunctions and a more or less heavy inhibition to reach the full climax during orgasm. Thus, a direct causal link was established for the first time in modern sex research between psychic or mental illness on one hand and sexual disturbances on the other. Freud theoretically knew about this link, and many of his writings show that he was even very conscious of it. But the body taboo in psychoanalysis excluded the therapist's direct interference with the body of the patient. Reich definitely broke with this taboo and put hands on. This estranged him from his former colleagues and even from psychoanalysis as a whole, and he was excluded from the International Psychoanalytic Association. However, for Reich, this was the decisive new turn that prepared Reich's move into what today still is considered as the classical Reichian bodywork. This form of therapy, as opposed to psychoanalysis, is a purely body-centered psychosomatic approach that heals neurosis from inside out, gradually dissolving the corporal armor while working toward vulnerability. Thus, the patient is sensitized and guided back toward his full capacity to feeling and giving. Reich quickly went beyond, publishing about the social implications of his sex research and thus describing the larger picture of his insights into the bioenergetic functioning of the human organism. In fact, he was the only one at his time to comprehend the gravity of the collective sickness of what later was called the sick society. From there to his leading research about the nature of fascism was but one step. Freud, who was alarmed about Reich's new research endeavors, is known to have dictated in a heated discussion with Reich, "Culture must prevail." Reich did not agree. He could not see value in preserving an insane culture that was based upon a distorted value system that created schizoid and paranoid humans. From about this time, Reich was put in one pot with the Kulturfeinde in the Nazi terminology and with communists. The public discussion of his research and also his person became increasingly heated, irrational, and aggressive. Reich's greatest merit is perhaps his discovery of the universal principle of sex economy that reflects a basic organizational structure in which all living is coded. Furthermore, Reich forged this principle as a socio-political imperative for the reintegration of sexuality in a future healthy society that he envisioned. One of the most important ingredients of sex economy is the principle of self-regulation. Reich found this principle by simply observing natural growth processes. Nature, unlike human society, is not organized by willful control, but by a free and harmonious play of opposing forces such as yin and yang, hot and cold, charge and discharge, flow and contraction, sun and moon, male and female, turmoil and stillness, and so on. All those processes are self-executing, following an invisible program that is part of the code of nature and that is highly complex. From the observation of these basic functional mechanisms of nature, Reich derived healing methods for neurosis and sexual dysfunctions and new therapeutic approaches for schizophrenia and paranoia. Later, he developed methods for healing major lifestyle diseases such as cancer, rheumatism, asthma, arthritis, and leukemia. Reich used self-regulation in order to accelerate the pulsation of the bioplasma, which Reich found was typically slowed down or even blocked with functional diseases. Through focusing on the natural pulsation of the protoplasm during orgasm, Reich came to the discovery of the bions and the organ energy. Organ was a term Reich coined in order to denote the specific protoplasmic energy that he could see operating in the living, an observation that had started out with his so-called bion experiments, in which he had seen that organ energy appears to be radiating as a blue phosphorescent light. It is interesting to see how Reich and his assistants distilled bion-charged water. They merely would take sand from a beach, preferably sand that was exposed to the sunlight during a considerable time. Then they would burn this sand in a high-temperature oven. The ashes would then be mixed into distilled water. Soon thereafter, the water would begin to radiate the blue light, which was visible when the laboratory was darkened. Moreover, Reich found that when he remained an extended time in the room with the bion-charged water, his skin would slightly tan and he would feel high-spirited and light, as if he had been given an energy lift. Soon Reich theorized that the energy he had just discovered probably was the life energy, chi or prana, that esoteric scriptures were vividly reporting and that was known to mankind since times immemorial. Reich then concluded that he had found a biological confirmation of the psychoanalytic theory of neurosis. He could conclude that an uninhibited and normal sexual function was the precondition for the organotic metabolism in the cell plasma and for the natural balance of the chi force or élan vital. Reich had found empirical proof for the thesis that all so-called lifestyle diseases can be traced back to functional disturbances of the protoplasmatic energy balance. This thesis, for the traditional Chinese medical science an old hat, was however revolutionary in a medical system that comes from vivisecting cadavers as its only way of understanding nature's functioning. The development of Reich's hypothesis until its verification in countless experiments and case reports makes the content of Reich's most important book, his Cancer Biopathy. However, the scientific world not only completely ignored Reich's outstanding research but slandered him in much the same way as they did about 100 years before him with Franz Anton Mesmer. In fact, Mesmer came to similar results in his research on what he called magnetisme animal. To make it still worse, Reich was impersonated. He knew that a university colleague of him, Otto Fenichel, had spread out the rumor Reich was paranoid. Although several highly reputed sources gave convincing testimony to the contrary, these rumors penetrated scientific circles on a worldwide scale and perverted the atmosphere to a point that the name Reich became anathema for every serious scientist. Reich died in prison from a heart attack. His books were publicly burned following a court order. After his death, Reich's revolutionary findings were simply ignored by the overwhelming majority of scientists. His cancer biopathy was rediscovered only in the run of modern alternative cancer healing efforts after chemotherapy had effectively killed thousands of people, so that medical science could uphold its pretension that it can cure cancer. The incredible cynicism of the modern cancer cure consists in the fact that as long as the patient died not of cancer, but following a chemotherapy, the case was closed successfully. But only few of those alternative healers or doctors took a reference to Reich's pioneering work or simply plagiarized him, claiming the merits for their own pretendedly new therapies. Only from about the 1970s, Reich's research could gain recognition in the trend of the general liberalization of sexuality and the public and scientific discussion of sexual matters. But until today, the number of people who really understand the totality of Reich's findings is infinitesimal. If we consider that as early as in 1942, Reich has seen ecological, sexual, and political implications of a complexity that we only get close to understand now, we can get a glimpse of his scientific genius. Where Freud only saw the symptoms, Reich found that the neurotic was generally incapable to surrender to the orgasmic convulsion and relaxation because of a muscular armor that in turn was but the somatization of a characterological armor. The results on a collective scale of sexual dysfunctions Reich found were bioenergetic imbalances in a great number of people, and as a consequence, a collective worldview that is deeply irrational. From there, Reich took decisive conclusions as to the personality structure of the masses in industrial culture and found they suffer from a lack of identity, which is compensated through the general infiltration of the mass media and material possessions. Erich Fromm, although coming from a different angle, specialized on this part of the psychoanalytic research and came to very similar conclusions. Reich's merit consists in a kind of total pathology of the modern industrial culture that is comprehensive also to non-psychoanalysts, while based on a bioenergetic understanding of nature's complex interplay of opposing forces. Reich concluded that there is a fundamental relationship between orgiastic potency, personal independence, activity and creativity, political and religious tolerance, rationality, the recognition of women's and children's rights and democratic forms of government on one hand, and orgasmic or sexual dysfunctions, fear of pleasure, authority craving, passivity and uncreative dullness, intolerance, fanatic irrationality and mysticism, the oppression of women and children and totalitarian forms of government on the other. From the insights his sexological research delivered, Reich lucidly explained the direct connection between psychological and political factors that are at the basis of the human misery. Only a few great contemporaries of Reich, such as Krishnamurti, have explained the complex causes of the sickness of the human condition in a comparably holistic and comprehensive manner. It must, however, be seen that Krishnamurti, as so many great personalities from the so-called spiritual world, in one or the other way belittled the role of sexuality in human life and society, and even declared he himself never had any sexual feelings. Krishnamurti, it is true, recognized the sexuality of the child and declared in his educational approach that Krishnamurti schools should respect the child's sexuality, but de facto, as I know from meetings with several teachers from Krishnamurti schools in England and India, this liberal approach is not at all practiced for reasons of political correctness. As early as in 1942, Reich wrote in The Function of the Organism that people who grow up with a generally negative attitude toward life and sexuality will develop a deeply rooted fear of pleasure that is characterologically anchored and somatized in form of a corporal armor that partly or totally suppresses their capacity to feel. As a result, Reich found these individuals will be easily affected and manipulated by life-denying philosophies and ideologies like fascism and tyrannical or dictatorial ways of government. With regard to Freud's theory of a death instinct, Reich felt he had disproved its existence through clinical experiments. He wrote that he never had encountered a will to die in any individual or patient. Psychic manifestations that could have indicated such a will or desire had clearly been identified as direct consequences of sexual repression. In further contradiction to Freud, who put the preservation of culture at the top of his psychoanalytical value system, Reich questioned the moralistic basis of modern culture and judged it as a system that perverts the human animal from early childhood. Reich considered biogenic self-regulation as the only positive, healthy, and evolutionary principle that a future society could and should be based upon. The principle of the natural regulation of the bioenergy and the insight that sex economy is a functional regulator force and growth agent in all living are fundamental in Reich's research, and here he definitely is more rational-minded than Freud, and his research results markedly differ from Freud's cultural moralism in that they are scientifically repeatable and provable. Contrary to Freud's system, Reich's findings are based upon biological insights and not a merely mythical or conceptual rhetoric. As a result of his systemically sound research, Reich could find the real cause for antisocial acts, namely as a form of misdirected bioenergy that flows out from a secondary drive structure. And by doing so, he could largely disprove the old view that the human animal was basically violent, wrongly adjusted, or perverted. For Reich, human destructiveness was not inherent in human nature, as Freud and many others, and also most religions, per se assume, but a logical consequence of the repression of natural life and sexual functions in the moralistic societal system. These insights reflect the fact that Reich's entire research was much closer to the Eastern medical approach and to alternative natural healers such as Paracelsus, who explained the functional logic of the organism in energetic terms and not in symptomatic categories. It is especially this aspect of Reich's research that corroborates my view that Reich was the true founder of the New Age. He was the first medical doctor to go beyond the inherent limitations of Western medical science and prepared the ground in Western medicine for the later integration of acupuncture, intuitive diagnosis, and other holistic and energetic methods of healing that fortunately are today part of the Western medical establishment. Reich attacked Freud's hypothesis all culture was the product of the sublimation of the instincts. Although Freud understood under sublimation not the repression but the integration of the instincts, Reich did not see an essential difference between sublimation and repression. As later Masters and Johnson, Reich based his argumentation not upon mythological constructs but upon clinical research. He found sexual satisfaction and not sexual sublimation to be the source of all creativeness and also of all cultural achievements. Reich tried to prove that sexual repression had no biological basis but was a social and historical relict of civilization. For the future, Reich envisaged a fundamental change of societal attitudes in this respect. There are various sources of research corroborating Reich's thesis, among them Bronislaw Malinowski's field studies with the Dropyrian population in Melanesia. Observing the authoritarian patriarchal societal model and finding it characterized by either sadistic or masochistic tendencies in sexuality and social life, Reich concluded that if genital energies are frustrated, they become destructive. One of the most important aspects of Reich's research is his explanation of fascism. Reich put his research in a formula that says, sadistic brutality plus mysticism produces fascist mentality. He examined defamatory pamphlets that Streicher, a member of the Hitler government, had published about Jews in 1934 in the Stürmer, the propaganda organ of the NSDAP. This study served Reich to demonstrate a typical way of how the Nazi regime attacked the Jews at the beginning of the Holocaust. They were publicly labeled as sex monsters and thus exactly in the same way as today the pedophiles. It seems that also today it is not a death instinct that lets the masses passively watch the preparation of a global ecological and military catastrophe, but the fact that the depersonalized mass man, as a consequence of his loss of intrinsic joy of life, silently postulates that life is suffering. It is for this unique reason that most people regard destructive collective developments as fatally pre-programmed in human destiny so that nobody can do something about it, with the consequence that, in fact, nobody does something about it. And both individual and collective responsibility for the deterioration of human life and evolution are persistently denied. Reich has been misunderstood too regarding his passionate advocacy for the free sexuality of children. Churches and conservatives became his enemies for life. These institutions and groupings did not want to hear about child sexuality. They vehemently denied its existence while being obsessed with repressing it. They were thus utterly irrational about it. In fact, in the first decades of the 20th century, anti-masturbatory devices for small children were booming. Brutalities against children, predominantly with so-called Christian institutions, were rampant. It was exactly this schizoid approach of the conservative elements in society that was for Reich the ultimate proof of the correctness of his characterological assessment of modern man. While Reich in his youth actively worked for the liberalization of children's emotional life, he admitted later toward his close friend Alexander Neil, the founder of Summerhill School, that he was not sure if he could apply his orgasm theory to small children and babies. However, later, Reich's doubt became obsolete since Masters and Johnson's extensive sex research and the Kinsey report fully corroborated Reich's hypothesis that healthy children are fully orgasmic since birth. In his last book, Children of the Future, Reich traced the foundations of a new society that is based upon emotionally healthy child rearing. In this fragment, Reich lucidly discusses what later was confirmed by the research of scientists like James W. Prescott and Ashley Montagu, and specialists for alternative birth and integral health, such as Frederic Leboyer and Michel Audon, that is, the rediscovery of the tactile needs of infants and their absolutely respectable desire for sensual pleasure.